make sure no one went outside. Another two men met at the foot of the rickety stair. They would prevent movement up or down. Goblin and One Eye met at the cellar entrance and shared a few complaints about being desperately undermanned. Then a few exaggerated courtesies as each offered the other the opportunity to go down into the enemy's den first. Goblin finally accepted on the basis of superior youth, quickness, and alleged intelligence. He launched a couple of luminary floating stars into the pit, where the darkness was blacker than Kina's heart.
"Here," Goblin said.
"Ha! We've got—"
Something like a flaming tiger burst out of nowhere. It leaped at Goblin. A shadow drifted in from the side. It flicked something long and thin that looped around the little wizard's neck. One Eye's cane came down on Narion's wrist, hard enough to crack bone. The living saint of the Strangler lost his rumel, which flew across the cellar. One Eye's offhand tossed something over Goblin's head toward the source of the tiger. A ghostly light floated up like a wisp of luminescent swamp gas. It moved, suddenly enveloping a young woman. She began to slap at herself, trying to wipe it off. Goblin did something quick, while she was distracted. She collapsed.
"Goddamn, goddamn! It worked! I'm a genius! Admit it, I'm a fucking genius!"
"Who's a genius? Who came up with the plan?"
"Plan? What plan? Success is in the details, runt. Who came up with the details? Any damn fool could have said, 'Let's go catch them two.'"
Both men tied limbs as they nattered. One Eye said,
"Plan the details on this. We got to get out of here with these people, through all the greys in the world."
"Already covered. They've got so much trouble, they won't have time to worry about any damned lepers."
He started trying to get a yellow outfit over the head of the Daughter of Night.
"Remind me to warn them back at the shop that this one can put together an illusion or two."
"I know that's the way it's supposed to go."
One Eye began dragging Narion Singh into another yellow outfit. In a moment, Goblin would trade his brown for yellow, too. Upstairs, the four company brothers, all of Shadar origin, were turning themselves into greys.
"I'm saying it ain't got a prayer of working."
"That's because I planned it?"
"Absolutely. You're beginning to catch on. Welcome to reality."
"It goes to shit in your hands. You can blame it on Sleepy, not me. It was her idea."
"We got to do something about that girl. She thinks too damned much. Will you quit farting around? Them goddamn greys out there are going to have time to go home for lunch."
"Don't hit him so hard. You want him to walk out of here under his own power."
"You talking to me? What the hell are you doing with—" "Get your hand out of there, you old pervert."
"I'm putting a control amulet over her heart, you dried up old turd, so she won't embarrass us before we get her home."
"Oh yeah, sure you are. But why don't I look on the bright side? At least you're interested in girls again."
"She built as nice as her mother?"
"Better." "Watch your mouth. The place might be haunted, and they got a suspicion maybe